We welcome everybody. I guess we'll go over the minutes from last week. Item 17-1096. Anybody have any comments or changes or suggestions to the minutes? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes.
So moved. I'll move.
Mary, anybody have a second? Andrew, second it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. On the regular agenda, we've got the item number 17-1097. Consider and discuss the act on the Veterans Day ceremony. Because everybody's got the updated.
Yeah, this is probably not the most updated, but it's not too far off. I can go down, I can start at the top with the Mayor Fuller. You and I both know he's got someone helping him with the introduction and remarks that he's going to make. So he's prepared and ready to go. I don't think I told you guys this last time, but we got definite confirmation that Congressman Johnson is not coming.
Okay.
And you got confirmation on Colonel Wood, so he's set to go.
I will say, unfortunately, he's not going to really talk about the whole Saigon thing, but he'll probably talk a little bit about it.
That's okay.
But he's a good speaker.
Did you have a chance to find out from him the approximate length of his remarks?
I did. I think he's 25, 30
okay,
minutes.
That works.
Right. I'll confirm that with him tomorrow. And then I need to get...
Mayor Fuller asked me about whether the mayor would be expected to make some remarks or just immediately go into the introduction. I said, the mayor's free to do whatever he wants to do. He's the mayor, and we're going to honor whatever he wants to do. But I said, my understanding is that the speaker's speech may run a little long, so it might be helpful in moving the program along if he keeps his remarks brief. And gets to the introduction pretty quickly. And they came back saying, brief for the better, no problem. They can do brief. So that's good.
Where are we at on the Boy Scouts? I forgot. I need to do that tonight. I forgot. I got a notice on Sunday.
Yeah, Tony Taylor has reached out to us a couple of times. They're standing by. They just need to know what you want to do.
Okay. I'll...
They clean the mine.
Are we okay on the parking garage with people parking in there? Is that?
I'm trying to find out. Historically, we've been down there.
I thought you asked.
Somebody asked. Who was it?
Yeah.
I asked a couple years ago and they said no problem.
Yeah, I swear we asked this year already.
Somebody reported on that.
Mm-hmm. Is this the guy here?
Dennis Duke.
Mm-hmm. Let's send an email.
The choir is all set.
Yeah, I've been in correspondence with Miss Johnson.
Mm-hmm. She's doing her own sound system?
No.
No.
She has requested a few things. Impact has been gracious enough to assign their sound man to come out there and help us Saturday morning. Apparently last year Cindy wasn't pleased with the sound. I thought it sounded great. Mm-hmm. Not sure if I have a music deaf ear, but it sounded wonderful to me.
It sounded wonderful to me.
Yeah. I'm not sure they need a sound system, but okay.
I agree.
Okay, so you got that working?
We're working it out. For them to sing five songs is turning into a major music production, but mm-hmm. I'll get with her this
Sparkling Water and
the Green Room. M&M's and
Golden Blue M&M's only.
You have to finger grapes.
Everything else all set, Tim, with the flags, chairs, lasers, all that stuff?
We're good to go.
Okay. Yeah.
That stuff is easy compared to some choir work.
Understood. So yeah, so I've talked to her, I've confirmed the song, got all those in the program, so we're good there. The bagpiper is good to go. I've asked him for two songs. The thought, well, we'll go with the program, I guess we'll get ready. The thought is he would sort of be our gathering call. He'll play like American Beautiful or something. And then as soon as he finishes, the choir will launch into their God Bless America, start the program. So I asked him to be ready about 5 minutes before 10, just play American Beautiful or something like that. And so he'll do that. And then after the, this is optional, we can talk about this too in the program. I was thinking about his second number being after the choral response, after the prayer, playing Amazing Grace. The option to that is having play at the close of everything, you know, after caps. So,
either way. Did you say one option was to have him play before everything kind of started? Gathering?
He's definitely going to play.
He's definitely
going to play the gathering song. Okay. Yeah, that's going to sort of call everybody's attention.
And he's definitely playing at the end here?
Well,
that's the question.
The question is where the second number goes.
Okay.
So where's he going to play the gathering song?
Right, it's before the choral prelude.
Before the choral?
Yeah, okay. He's going to be sort of the prelude of the prelude.
I kind of like it maybe after taps.
Okay.
What do y'all think?
What I was thinking is, if you want to do it then, what I thought was, we have taps, and then we have him play one verse of Amazing Grace, and on the second verse, he walks away. And that sort of closes it.
Yeah, I like that.
He could sort of stand at the back of the seating area, play one verse, do an about face, and just walk straight up, straight away as he plays the second verse.
Yeah.
We're done.
That'd be great.
No, I think
okay.
So.
All right, that's good. So he's all set. I'll make sure he's ready for that. Obviously, Pastor Luce is confirmed. No problem there. McKinney Gerald TC is confirmed. They're all set to go. Flyover. We're set.
Yeah, I don't have the. You getting that? Okay. You getting the radio?
I'll call Carl to get that tomorrow.
Well, typically, he used to tell me just to come get it the morning of.
Yeah.
Because he's doing prep. He's out there doing prep early. So, what are you going to do? Taps is confirmed right now. I'm waiting to hear. I think we're going to have echo taps like we had back on Memorial Day. But one way or the other, we got at least a bugler, maybe two, playing taps. So that's confirmed. DAR folks said they're coming out with their bottled water and stuff.
Okay.
Still haven't heard a thing. I went to the Army recruiting offices and I spoke to Army, Air Force, and Marines and made sure they knew about the ceremony. But I don't know who's going to attend. Press releases and the information seems like it's been going out. We've been getting good. I'm seeing stuff on Facebook and seeing stuff on emails. So.
It seems like fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Starts at 11, though, right?
Right.
Gotcha.
And program is here. We've been using posters, flyers, press releases, social media. Judge Self is aware. He's planning on being there. Don't know about Susan Fletcher. I'll try to follow up with her tomorrow and see what she plans to do with me on. We typically don't do any special recognition for dignitaries anyway, so like, if they show up, it's great. And I've spoken to, obviously, the VFW post. There'll be several of those guys out here. And I know you've talked to the American Legion, your post anyway. So
yeah, we're geared up for the evening, the night of.
Yeah. Can we just go over the program?
Yeah.
What the way it should happen is I'll cue the bagpiper at like 2 minutes to 11, and he'll play America the Beautiful. And I'll talk to Miss Johnson so that she knows at the end of that number, she cranks up God Bless America and goes right into the medley. And then I'll step up and just welcome everyone to the annual ceremony and thank everybody for being there. And I'm going to introduce Pastor Luce with the invocation. What do y'all think? Just everybody remain seated for that, and I'll stand them all up for the presentation of colors. I think that's fine.
Yeah.
So we'll let everybody stay seated for the invocation and the choir song, Lord Bless and Keep You. So everybody's seated. Then after that, I'll step back up and say, you know, would everyone please stand and for the presentation of colors and remain standing for the national anthem. So what they'll do is the Marines, as they usually do, will come up, present the colors. They do the order arms and the send you'll cue the national anthem. They'll sing that. As soon as that's over, the color guard, without prompting, will just...
So we're going to parade the colors?
I think so.
Yeah, because otherwise they're going to stand.
Because it looks like the speech might be long, and I don't want them standing there and kind of hold that flag up for 45 minutes. So yeah, we'll just parade the colors. And then I'll introduce you. And what I thought was, you can go ahead and introduce the mayor, since you're going to be standing there anyway. Right? You don't need me to come back up and do that?
I'll sneak him a challenge coin while I
there you
take
go.
His hand.
Do that, and then, of course, he introduces Colonel Wood, and then when Colonel Wood finishes, the choir will launch right into battling with the Republic, and Andy, you'll be on for coordinating the aeronautics.
We think battle hand runs about 2.5 minutes?
About, I would say, based on the last 2 years, I would say when they're about halfway through giving the call.
Okay.
Because it really won't hurt a thing if they're droning in as they finish the song and order thing.
True. Yeah. That's true, yeah.
So they'll do Missing Man. Everybody watch that. And I think we don't need to do any prompting for taps, do we?
Yeah, he should know as soon as they clear.
As soon as they clear, when you can hear the bugle, you know, he just goes into that. And I'll have James, the piper, just be prepared at the end of taps. He launches right into Amazing Grace. And when he walks away, either you or I can stand back and say, that concludes our program. Thank you for coming. And I got the deal. And we're done. That makes sense?
That's a perfect sense.
Anybody have any issues with any of that? That sound good?
Come back on the Carl Besto. I mean, you want me to go get the radio? The last time you were going to handle that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, when we get done with the meeting, I'll call him.
Okay.
And we'll see what he wants us to do before we both leave.
Okay.
Are you going to go over every one of these inductees?
Yeah. Okay. What I'm doing, though, is I'm putting them in chronological order.
Okay.
They're in order here is how we kind of discovered them, but
yeah.
I'm starting out with Walter Faulkner, and so.
Perfect. Okay. So we've got the missing man on there, so everybody can read about that. So that looks great.
This is easy.
We're going to have a
copy
day
from last year.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to have nice weather, so we shouldn't have any choir members falling out this year.
Yeah, me too.
I think we have a bit of a risk for weather in the afternoon for the sundown.
Maybe
we'll see.
Are you ready to talk about sundown?
Sure.
I'm going to pick the bell up on Friday, so I'll just bring it out with me to the ceremony. I'll pick it up and return it. And I'll ring it if you want me to, unless you got somebody you want designated to ring it.
RD's got all the names.
Okay.
Every year we both think we thought we had 393 names. And he went out and counted them, and we only have 390. Every year we both get into this. We're missing a few names, and so, but anyway. He's got all the names, the new ones that have been added.
Okay.
He's got the list of people. If y'all want to read names, see me and I'll get you up there. We're discouraging politicians from participating in that.
Right.
And we always do. But Tracy Rath will probably show up, and she's a Blue Star mother. So.
This is at the sundown ceremony.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Right.
And what's the time on that one?
It starts at 5:26, but I usually get. I'm going to be there at 5 o'clock. Yeah.
I'll be there at 5:15 because I'll ring the bell. And like I say, if you want me to ring it, I'll ring it. Otherwise, I'll read names.
Okay. So I think we've got plenty of. And that's just going to be simple. RD's going to get up, give a few remarks, and then introduce, and then the names will be read. I'll be glad to ring the bell, and you can read the names.
Whatever.
Since you didn't ring the bell.
John Bugler?
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe so.
Excellent. So that'll be fine.
I think everything's been covered there. I can't think of anything else to add. I have spoke to a politician who's running for county commissioner. Suggested that she come and not wear her name badge. So, if you know any politicians that are there, we don't want to discourage them from coming, but it's not an event to get votes. All right, well, I think that I will let everybody know I found two names.
Two new names?
Two new names.
You used this last time?
RD had a name that he'd been aware of for quite some time. The guy's buried. His name is Loyal Dean, and he's buried in Princeton, but he shows up on the Denton County rolls. So he gave it to me, and my wife looked him up on Ancestry, and sure enough, he's from McKinney, and he moved. His parents moved over to Aubrey. And so when he enlisted, he shows up on the Denton County rolls. So what I've done is I've taken, in the Second World War, they list all the Army Air Corps and all the Army soldiers, they list them by county. So I've taken the list for Grayson County, Denton County, and Hunt County, the three around us. And my wife's going through every one of those names to see if we can find a tie back to Cobb County. Because the names we're finding now are guys that were born here, but then their families moved. So Dallas County, the list is really big. And there's another genealogist who wants to remain anonymous. I'm going to probably get that list to him. So it's quite possible we can be at 400 next year or so. And we'll just talk about how we want to handle the engraving. But just beware, we'll probably have two at least coming up in January. So, okay, we're done on the Veterans Day ceremony. Item number 17-1098, the Gold Star Memorial. I just had spoke with Jason Bailey on Monday, and they have received, we've approved the
engraving.
Yeah, what do they call the proofs? Mm-hmm. We've approved both proofs. He's got the granite. He's in the process, I think, of etching it now. He was planning on picking that up the week of December 6th. He personally told me that he wants to be involved in every one of the installations. So he and some of his family members are going to be picking it up the 6th and delivering it sometime during that week. So hopefully by the 9th, the weekend before, it'll be erected. The only thing I guess we need to make sure he wants payment before he delivers it. So we'll just have to work with the contractor to make sure there's no more delays like there was the last time. So
yeah, it's between him and the contractor.
Yeah. So I told Jason, I said, as soon as you find out, as soon as you make a request for that payment, let me know, and
I would prefer that you let him contact the contractor.
Yeah. But I just
don't get in the middle of that.
Well, I just wanted to know when that happens so that you can know.
Oh, I'll be well aware of it.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
We'll let them work that out. We don't want to get in the middle of the contractor paying us up.
Yeah. So anyway, so I've alerted Woody Williams that the 16th looks to be a good day to do this. The problem with the 16th is that's Wreaths Across America Day. Mm-hmm. But if we do it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we should give those Gold Star families who are gone to the National Cemetery ample time to get back.
Get back, yeah.
So,
so what do we need to think about as far as, is it too early to start talking about publicizing it?
I think it's a little too early to start publicizing, but here's some of the things we need. We probably need to create a program. Do we have a budget for a program that we could put together? I mean, do we have money?
Not really, but I don't.
I mean, do we have?
The annual budget is $5,000, and we're not close to that yet.
Okay.
So.
Because 1 year we bought 300 new challenge coins, and we went a little over. So
that's been $3,500 on aircraft this weekend. So.
Because what I thought would be important is to put in the program what each panel represents.
Sure.
And I've written, and I didn't bring it with me, I apologize. I've written a little paragraph on each one.
What was the cost of us to produce a program?
$196 for 300 programs.
Okay.
So, I guess what I'm thinking is we could have one panel that would... It's not going to be an elaborate ceremony. Woody's going to get up and talk, but we need to thank all the board members that have been a part of this, the CDC. So we really need to...
And the private donors. Name them, but at least mention them.
Yeah, so we need to do that. And then we can do quarters on these two pages of, this panel, this is what it means. Actually, we only have three descriptions. The Iwo Jima one is pretty much self-explanatory. But I'll work and disseminate that information to y'all. I asked RD if he would review the grammar, and he hasn't gotten back, and that's why I forgot to send it to you today. I meant to do that, but if y'all could... I can never find my mistakes.
We can do that.
So we need to do a program.
Let's see. We do have a meeting before then.
Yeah.
So okay, that's good.
And I had was gonna. I don't know if I have it on here. I did a portrait of Woody Williams in his. His age, as he was in World War II, in his dress blues. He never got to wear his dress blues when he was... He joined the Marines because he wanted to wear the dress blues, but during the Second World War, they didn't really have the time to wear them. And so I created a portrait of him, so I wanted to present that to him.
It's I didn't perfect time for that, yeah.
As a thank you for that. So I'll... I don't think I have it on here either. So anyway, we'll get that figured out by the next meeting.
But if we if the shipment happens on or around the 6th, it gives us 10 days to publicize, if you will.
Yep.
But we ought to do a save the date thing for people like the CDC. Those folks, so they can at least know that it may happen.
That's a good idea. We can do that now, right?
Just an email.
CDC, City Council.
Do we have
parks?
Do we maintain contact information for all the former board members of this organization?
We don't.
Let's see. We've got James Creedon. I think he's the only one, really, since we started this. I think Brad was off the board when we started this.
Technically, yeah, he was.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, still, I guess we reach out to him. We definitely want to recognize James.
Sure.
Is there anybody else I'm missing? George is not here, but he...
I think that's the only one.
During the war time.
Something I forgot on the Veterans Day. Will they be able to leave the PA system and the podium for the evening?
You bet.
Awesome. That's what I meant.
Colin, did you go to the Cedar Park one?
What's that?
Did you go to the Cedar Park Gold Star?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I had a conflict too.
I didn't.
I know you talked about it.
Yeah, they just dedicated one last, I don't know if it was last weekend or the weekend before over in, golly, Fort Chaffron. And that one, I think, was almost completely privately funded. Mm-hmm.
But, and where's that at?
It's in the middle of nowhere.
In Texas?
Yeah.
Really? Cool.
So we'll be the third. That's all right. We're going to be the best
lucky three.
I do have a request. The DAR, are y'all handling the REITs across America?
Yes, we are fully sponsoring Ross Cemeteries, and we're complete, and we're participating in Talk-A-Con Road.
I was wondering if it would be possible for y'all to, we could obtain a ceremonial wreath to put on the Gold Star
Memorial. Sure, we actually funded extra, so I will, yes.
Because I know they have ceremonial ones that are bigger.
Okay, I'll ask.
Okay. I thought that'd be a nice touch.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody have any comment? Would you be willing to volunteer to go pick Woody up at the hotel?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be probably down near the airport.
Sure.
So
on the 16th. Yeah.
We'll I'll coordinate that.
Yeah, just let me know.
So he comes in on the 16th.
He is here.
That's Saturday. Right.
He is here that week for Snowball
Skyball
Express.
Yeah, Snowball Express, that's right.
Skyball's this week.
Yeah, Snowball's the weekend before because we do that.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's talking about staying around, yeah.
Might as well. Saturday, Sunday is Snowball. And then into the week.
Yeah, he's going to be here during the
arrival Saturday.
And so they're going to stay for the 16th. And yeah, it'd be nice if we could just pick him up and bring him here and take him back.
Sure, yeah. If anyone wants to volunteer for Snowball, let me know too. That's pretty cool, especially when the kids arrive.
What's involved in that?
Depends on the stage that you're at. You know, you can get clearance and be in the airport when they come off, and you just cheer and jump around. Last year we set up at the Hilton Anatole, or however you guys say it. We did set up. It was really off set up by the time we got there, and then you just wait for the buses.
Just cheer them on.
Yeah, cheer them on, high five them when they come through. And then they just, I mean, it's a pretty cool deal that they get. I mean, some of the stuff is, I mean, it's all laid out. Free everything.
Well, if nobody else has any comments on the Gold Star, I guess we can.
Is it? I have a question. So the 16th is the day that we want
dedication.
To do dedication.
Okay.
We can just give some thoughts as to what we want to do as far as the ceremony. I think we probably ought to have we ought to have an invocation. So I know a couple of Army chaplains. I'll reach out to them. I think it'd be nice to have.
Mm-hmm.
And Woody will speak. That's about the only speaker.
Yeah, I'd like to just say something about what each panel represents. And that Woody talk. And
do we do the flag ceremony or the pledge? The flags are to be down there, I guess. The one end.
Flags are up.
Flags are up.
So, yeah, I guess that's right there.
That might be a nice way to sort of dedicate the flag plaza to the pledge.
Yeah. So that. Yeah, we definitely ought to tie the two together.
Yeah, because this is the form of dedication for that whole new edition. So,
and if you want another scout troop, I can get to that. So we can do if we want that.
So the open items are program, chaplain. Pledge. Scout troop. Well, if there's no other comments, we can We can move to citizen comments. We have a couple of citizens with us.
Yes.
We're popular.
great to be with you.
We have any board or commissioner comments?
I was proud to be present at your honor, receiving your honor from Congressman.
Oh, thank you.
Colin was one of a group of 21 veterans, 20 veterans that received special recognition from Congressman Johnson in his final, seventh and final Collin County Veterans Commendation.
Congressional commendation. So
I sat through the ceremony. They read 20 citations, and the people that he was rubbing elbows with were some phenomenal people, including Colin.
There's some
great, great veterans that have done some great things after their service. They did great things while they were serving, and they've done great things after their service. So you should feel proud to be part of that group.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for coming. It was a great day. It was especially great that my father got to be there to witness it. So
very cool.
That was cool. He's my son. I'm the second generation. My son's now the third generation to wear a uniform. So, but I guess the one comment that I have is that Monday we successfully petitioned Commissioner's Court to name the courthouse after First Lieutenant Russell Steindl. So that was a great accomplishment. We had a lot of support from the veteran community. So. Hopefully young lives, young minds full of mush will get to know him, get to understand his story, and at least recognize his name and the honor that is associated with him.
When is the next portrait unveiling?
Well, we just had it Monday as well. We just dedicated six. So I put him in here in the order of the era, but those new ones that were in here were Oscar Key, the World War I guy, Vernon Kane, the Marine from World War II, Clarence Williams, the Marine from Korea, Joe Johnson, the Army soldier from Vietnam, Casey Joyce, the Army soldier from Somalia. Casey was involved in, he was lost in the Black Hawk Down incident. You ever see the movie?
I was at their when they came back, because I was in this battalion. They were Bravo Company. I was Charlie Company. When they came back to the States, we had a muster ceremony for them. It was pretty somber. I think 13 of them died that day.
I think it was 19. Well, I mean, but Rangers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
19 so total, but it was that was some helicopter pilots and
Plus special pilots. And the Task Force 160 was there at the ceremony. Yeah, it wasn't a real happy time.
Casey's widow came, and Casey's mother came, and bunch of his and his brother. So there were a bunch of family members there. So that's what's really meaningful to me. When a family member showed up.
I remember I didn't know he was from up here. I remember the name though.
I think during the battle, if you remember, one guy actually fell out of the helicopter when they were rappelling. Casey was the guy who ran through a hail of bullets to give aid to that guy. And he might, I don't know if that's what he did. He got a Bronze Star with a V device. I don't know if that's what he did, but he was killed by a sniper. I guess it was in a window right above him that just kind of stuck his head out and shot him. But in the movie, he's portrayed, he calls his wife before they went on the mission, and she's not there, and leaves a message on the phone, and as soon as the audio recorder goes off, she walks in the door with the groceries. That was Casey Joyce in the movie. But anyway, and then Christopher Woodard, He was a communicator in the Joint Communications Elements, a special operations organization. And we met his father last year at the sundown ceremony.
Okay.
And so his name got added to the wall this year, and his portrait got in the courthouse. So those are the six new ones. So
cool.
We are now up to 54. So finally, hopefully completing that one wall next year. Well, if there's no other comments, I guess thank you for coming, and I guess we can adjourn.
Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion. We adjourn.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Parliamentary.
That's what Melissa will keep you. Keep you.
Yeah, bye.
Melissa, keep you. Bye.
Hello.